It seems to me if we don't have a theology that allows for the fact that failure is possible in the Christian life, then we need to read our Bibles again. It's quite possible to begin well and then falter.
Hello, friends. This is Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society, and this is Grace in Focus, a program where we seek to be clear about what saving faith is and what it's not. We're currently in a series called Confident in Christ, which is taken from, of course, the Bible, but also a book written by Bob Wilkin, our discussion leader today. Speaking of today's discussion, to what does the biblical message of perseverance refer? To whom does it refer? What is the key for a believer in Christ to be persevering in a God-pleasing way? To answer those questions and more, here is Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus Radio. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, Sean. I'm Bob Wilkin.
Well, today we're going to talk about a subject called the perseverance of the saints. There are some Christians who believe that everyone who is a true Christian will persevere in faith and good works right until the end of their life. They might fall away, they might slip up, they might walk away from the Lord for a time, but they will always come back and persevere right up until the moment they die. That is a guaranteed for every single Christian. Now, we don't believe that, do we, Bob?
No, because the promise is, he who believes in me has everlasting life. John 6:47. There's nothing about perseverance there. It's just believing in Jesus. The moment you believe in him, you become secure. Now, whether you persevere or not is a separate question.
That's a separate issue. So there are two major views in evangelical circles.
Right.
The one view is the Calvinist view. And the Calvinist view is that God chooses certain people to have eternal life. And those people that he has chosen, elected, predestined, are guaranteed by God to continue until the day they die. And then there's the Arminian view. The Arminian view is that you have to persevere on your own with God's help. But it's possible that you will fall away. And if you fall away, you lose your salvation. And if you never come back, you never regain that salvation. Now, Bob, I believe you take a third view on that, don't you?
Right. I did my master's thesis at Dallas Seminary on this issue, on the perseverance of the saints. And I argued something that's kind of in between Calvinism and Arminianism. We might call it an eclectic view. I argued that eternal security is true, that once a person believes in Jesus, they are secure forever. But with the Arminian, I argued that there's no guarantee the believer will persevere. So the believer may fail to persevere in faith or may fail to persevere in good works. And so what I was suggesting is, unlike both the Calvinist and the Arminian, who both say you must persevere to make it into the kingdom, I suggest from Scripture that perseverance is a rewards issue. It's not a salvation issue.
Well, can you say a little bit more about that? What does it mean, a rewards issue?
Okay, there are many passages in Scripture that condition what we will receive at the judgment seat of Christ, the judgment of Christians, upon our works. For example, Jesus said in Matthew 6, "Don't lay up treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal, but lay up treasure in heaven where moth and rust can't destroy and thieves can't break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Obviously, it's possible to lay up treasure on earth instead of laying up treasure in heaven. And so what he was calling for is to lay up treasure in heaven. Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:12, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. Ruling with Christ requires endurance.
So you're saying there is something more than just being born again. There is something more than that initial moment of faith. As you live the Christian life, God looks at your life and evaluates it, and there are some rewards that are coming to faithful Christians at the end of your life. And you've pointed to a couple of them, laying up treasure in heaven and also reigning with Christ. So the Bible speaks about all these different possibilities for faithful, victorious Christians.
Right. Dr. Earl Rodmacher, who's now with the Lord, used to say that this life is training time for reigning time. I like that. Another way of looking at it is, this entire life is like a race. If we finish the race and we persevere to the end, then we're going to be approved by Christ. That's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 to 27. He says, "I run not with uncertainty. I box not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself might be adokimos, disapproved. And so really the Christian life is a contest. It's a challenge. It's a race. And in this, we're not competing against each other. We're seeking to do the best we can with what God has given us. In the parable of the minas, all the servants in the parable of the minas are given one mina. One guy goes from 1 to 10, one from 1 to 5, one from 1 to 1. The first guy hears well done, and he gets 10 cities. The second guy doesn't hear well done, but he gets 5 cities. The third guy gets no rulership. So if we persevere, then we're going to rule with Christ to some degree, depending on how faithful we are within our perseverance. But the issue is not where our eternal destiny is. That's established the moment we believe.
Right. The moment you believe, you pass from death into life, and you pass out of judgment. Well, let's go to Scripture right now to kind of orient ourselves to this question of perseverance. And I'm going to read something from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Here's what Paul says to the Galatians. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart." It sounds like Paul is giving them a command not to grow weary, but it also sounds like he's envisioning a possibility that they could.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't see how you could read this verse other than to recognize that it's possible for believers to become weary. It's possible for believers to cease doing good. Now, of course, what some people will do is they will say, well, there's two types of believers. There's the real believers and there's the not real believers. And they both believe the same facts, but the real believers work. Well, what that is ultimately a faith plus works gospel.
Right.
It's a shame because it seems to me if we don't have a theology that allows for the fact that failure is possible in the Christian life, then we need to read our Bibles again. I mean, Solomon started out so well and ended up in 1 Kings 11 as an idolater. Demas, you read Paul's letters, he was one of Paul's trusted co-workers, but in 1 Timothy 4:10, Paul says, "Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." It's quite possible to begin well and then falter.
We Baptists have a word for that. We call it backsliding. And I think we've all experienced that a little bit in our lives. I can testify myself that although I became a Christian when I was 17, and I did well for a few years, but when I got into college, I was kind of lonely. I was from Montreal, Quebec, and there weren't very many Christian girls there. And I just wanted a girlfriend. And so I tried something called missionary dating. The problem with missionary dating is that it works both ways. You know, I'm trying to convert her and she's trying to convert me. And well, unfortunately, she was winning the argument there for about a couple of years. And so for a couple of years, I was backsliding. I'm ashamed to say it, but I started walking away from the Lord for about a period of 2 years. And it sounds like Paul is envisioning that kind of possibility, except for the Galatians, it's a little different. They were being kind of lured away by a false gospel. They were being lured away from grace into legalism. I suppose there's all kinds of reasons why a Christian might grow weary in doing good and turn away from the Lord for any period of time.
Absolutely. I mean, it could be as a result of false teaching. It could be because of a girlfriend. It could be because of a spouse. It could be all kinds of influences in a person's life. But the truth is, we need to beware of the possibility of growing weary and not persevering. That's a possibility.
Right. And I especially think of Christians who are undergoing persecution and social pressures, and they're just under the most horrific circumstances, and life would just be easier if they just kept their faith hidden, if they walked away from Christ, if they returned to their parents' religion, or if they did whatever was acceptable in society. It's possible for a believer to fall away, but you can never lose your eternal salvation.
Right. You can't lose your salvation, but what you can lose is reaping a fullness of life forever. I mean, look at it this way, Sean. What do we get in this life? 80, 60, 100 years? What do we get once this life is over? We get forever, and forever goes on forever. I mean, it's eternal. It's everlasting. It's this life we have that determines our fullness of life forever. I like to think of this life as like the ultimate race. Remember in 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says that we're to run the race which is set before us. He says, "I run not with uncertainty, I box not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself might be adokimos, disapproved." Well, if Paul himself was striving to persevere and knew it wasn't guaranteed for him, well, then you and I have to strive to persevere, and we know it's not guaranteed for us. But the issue is not heaven or hell. If we're motivated out of fear of hell, that's a denial of the blood of Christ. We need to recognize that's taken care of by what Christ has already done once we believed in him for the promise of life. But we should have a tremendous sense of gratitude. We should have a desire for his blessings. And we should have a desire for eternal rewards, as Galatians 6, 7 through 9 talks about.
So that's the motivation that Paul gives the Galatians to not lose heart, to keep on doing good. Well, Bob, how can a person persevere, continue with this kind of spiritual mindset where they aren't overcome by the world, but they persevere in doing good works?
That's a great question. And I think the key is the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we focused on him? Are we focused on his soon return? Are we focused on him saying, well done, good and faithful servant? Are we focused on his approval? It seems to me we will be if we're in a solid Bible-teaching church and we hear God's word taught clearly, if we're reading God's word and it's influencing our mindset. Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we pray for that. And we fellowship with other Christians, and they encourage us. And finally, flee any hindrances to perseverance. Sean, I know you're married now, but teach your kids. Missionary dating doesn't work.
Absolutely. Well, how about you? We would challenge you to look towards this future time that's coming when you're going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and you're going to answer for everything that you've done in the body, whether good or bad. Go to faithalone.org if you want to read up more about this issue of perseverance. You will find lots of articles and audio and videos. And we'll also be happy to give you a free subscription to our magazine, Grace and Focus, where you'll be encouraged to live every day so you can be approved by him in everything that you do.
Thank you, Sean and Bob, for this thoughtful and practical discussion. What an encouragement to keep sowing good seed, enduring whatever needs to be endured for Christ's sake, looking forward to that day of reaping eternal reward and of ruling with Jesus Christ. Let's be faithful today. This is Grace in Focus, and I'm so pleased that you've decided to join us today. If you visit faithalone.org, you'll find many ways to get to know us better. That's faithalone.org. If you want to help to sustain this ministry, your financial giving is very much appreciated. Just find our donate button at faithalone.org, right up at the top of the homepage. Faithalone.org is a secure site. All gifts are tax deductible, and we'll commit to being careful and faithful to the Lord with every cent given. You can also find the articles and information mentioned in today's program about perseverance at faithalone.org. And we'd love to hear any comment or question via email. Email us at radio@faithalone.org. Next time on Grace in Focus, we'll be tackling this question: are believers free of bad habits? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Old things have passed away, all things are become new." So why do I still struggle with some things? I'm Lucas Kitchen. Please come back tomorrow. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.